Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Coggins reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin who is chasing the ball. Grich reaches third base with a triple. Crowley goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Twins. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grich tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Twins. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive towards first. Killebrew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Coggins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bry. Coggins reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coggins scores. Robinson moves to third. It's Orioles, 3, Twins, 3. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Crowley hits a fly ball towards right. Darwin catches it and throws to home to double up Robinson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Darwin hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Grich strikes out. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Oates bunts towards the mound. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry hits a line drive into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuellar strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coggins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Crowley takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-3, Orioles. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Oates hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Borgman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuellar strikes out. Borgman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cuellar out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 2 in the game. Bry hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Crowley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Crowley moves to second. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oates for the out. Crowley moves to third. Grich moves to second. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson is walked intentionally. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0 for 3 in the game. Cuellar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crowley scores. Grich scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 9-3, Orioles. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 4 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Cuellar moves to second. Wayne Granger now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Renick pinch hits for Wayne Granger. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, Orioles. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Strickland now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Crowley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Don Baylor now playing right field. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Jim Nettles pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Darwin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.